This year should be a special schus for every morning in Rosh Hashanah, and it should also be the Nishmas Maris Esther Mas Reb Shmuel. We are continuing our study of Hilchos Nida based on the Nasan Pirio in Siman Kuf Pei Hei Seif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Avalim ruah loveshes bagadim amiuchadim l'meini dusa ve'achakach amar tahira ani afabi shenatz na'amas l'dvareha ena ne'amenes." That if you see the woman was wearing special nida begadim, and afterwards she says, no, I'm really tahora, even though she gives an excuse why she was wearing her nida clothing, she is not believed. Chaviz Das, in his Biyurim Osei, writes that the same would apply to Eirechad Bisurim. An Eirechad Bisurim can't be chozo idea masla. Once he's made, he's made. Shebechol mokum sheamino rachmana l'Eirechad. Once the Torah believed in Eid Echad, so he can't be Choser Umagid by an Amasa, like we see in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Choftes, Kabi Eid Echad. Beshvua, the Eno Choser Umagid, Afai de Amasla, Vachain Eid Sota, Vimkain Huadin, Beid Echad, Bisur, Minem Mol Amasla, that Eid Echad is Machai Beshvua, and Eid Echad is believed by Sota. So once they're made, they can't retract their edus, even if they have an excuse why they're saying why they said a different story. So huadin beirachad bisurim. Once someone's made about isser, ena mola masla, they say it's kosher, it's treif, whatever it may be. They can't retract. So that's what the Chaviz Das says. Ayin sham. However, it says Rav Nosson Zatzal that you can't really prove from eirachad bishvua and Sota to Eid Echad Bisurim. Because the Shach writes in Yerodeya and Simon, you can't prove from Eid Echad Bishvun and Sota to the din of Eid Echad Bisurim. Because the Shach writes in Yerodeya in Kuf Chav Zayin, Siv Kot Yedalit, the Hechid the Galilan Krad Eid Echad Neman, Bezam Rina Davi Kishnaim. There where the Torah was Megala, says the Shach. When the Torah told us that Eid Echad is Neman, there we say Eid Echad counts like two. Because the Torah believed him like two people. Therefore, Eid Echad B'Shvua, the Torah is Megalah. The Kam L'Shvua, so Eid Echad is Kishnai, Eid Echad is Mechayv Shvua, like two. And so to Gabi Sota, we learn from the Pasuk Eid Echad is Ne'aman. So Eid Echad counts for two. But Eid Echad B'Surim, Torah didn't reveal to us that he's Ne'aman. So his din isn't like two. So that's the Shach's Chiddush, that Eid Echad B'Surim doesn't count like two. Only Eid Echad B'Shvua and Eid Echad Eid Echad Mechai B'Shvua and Eid Echad B'Sota say she's Tmeya. So there we have a Gilui in the Torah that the Eid Echad is Ne'aman. But now when it comes to Surim, so based on that, we can say that Dafka be'Eid Echad B'Shvua and B'Sota. We say in a Chozer Magid, since Eid Echad is Kishnayim, and it has a din Eidus, and Eidus there's a din, in a Chozer Magid, even Al Yedi Amasla, even with an excuse. Once you have a din of two, you can't change your story. But Eid Echad B'Surim, who doesn't have a din of two, he doesn't have a din Eidus, just Ne'amanus, there we can say it's Chozer Yedi Amasla. Because we don't find Eino Chozer Magid by Ne'amanus, only by Eidus. And this is already alluded to in the Hagos Imri Baruch, by the Baal Baruch Tam, on the Chaviz Das, that the Zimstein Eidus in Ne'amanus, Eid Echad B'Surim is Bataris Ne'amanus. Ne'amanus, you're Chozer Magid, Al Di Amasla, you can change your story. But when it comes to Eid Echad when it comes to Eid Echad by Sota and Echad by Shvua, there's a din of Eidus, not Ne'amanus. And Memeila is a din of Eino Chozer Magid. So this is to contrast what the Chaviz Das writes, that Eid Echad B'Surim can't retract. Now we're suggesting he can, because it's only a din in Eidus that an Eid Echad can't retract. But Ne'amanus he can. The Chaviz Das brings a Raya Eid Echad B'Surim Eino Chozer Magid Afilu B'Masla from what the Rambam writes. Rambam we've discussed many times, and Hilchos Sanhedrin in the 16th parak in the 6th halacha, When do you need two eidim for malchus? B'shas ma'isa, to say that the person did this ma'isa, for that, to give him malchus, you need two eidim. Aval yisr atzmoi beid echad yuchzok. But the isr itself can be muchzok with one eid, meaning, eidech, omar eidechad, chelev kloyos huzeh, kile kerem heim peres eilu, grusho zana ishazu, v'ochal uba beidim, achar shehisraboy, hareza lok alfa bishikar isr beid echad, ad kantivrei Rambam. So the Rambam says that one eid is believed to say, this is chelev, this is unkosher fat, this is kalayim, this is peres. This woman's a grusha, this woman's a zona. So that eid echad is believed, and if afterwards somebody had bia, a kohen had bia with this grusha or zona, he married her, or he had bia with her, so he gets malchus. He gets malchus. Somebody eats this piece of chaylev, they get malchus. Aye, what about this? Only an eid echad? That's the Rambam's chiddush. That the iser itself can be established by just one eid. And only you need two eidim for the maisa. He says the Chavis Das. Im haya mor la masla lachzor la hagid. Let's say the person can retract and say a different story. Then we wouldn't give malchus, because then it would only be hasra suffik. Because then the hasra would be a suffik, because maybe the aid's going to give a new story afterwards. Like the Rama proves, this is all the Chavis Das talking. Like the Rama proves in a Tshuva and Simon Beis, which we already discussed in a previous shiur, that a masla doesn't help Huchzka Nida from the fact that she gets malchus. Alma de kol heichad de lokan lo mahani a masla lachzor lahagid. The Rama says, if we're giving, if a woman's muchzekas kanida, and because of that she gets malchus, she had bia with her husband, so it must be that there's no chozer umagid within amasla. That's the Rama's proof. It must be there's no amasla, there's no excuse, she can't change her story. She was muchsekas kenida because amasla doesn't help. She can't give an excuse why she was muchsekas kenida, but she's really not a nida, because she gets malchus. Why does she get malchus? Why does she get malchus? It must be because an amasla doesn't help. But if an amasla would help, there'd be no malchus. There's only malchus because an amasla is no good. So you see that whenever there's malchus, amasla is not effective to tell a new story. So huadin, when it comes to asurim, by assuming from the fact that the person's getting malchus for being over the yisr, it must be an amasla is no good. That's the Chavis Das. However, it's not so pashut. Chavis Das wants to say that if an amasla is effective, if you can change your story, then the hasra is only hasra suffik. It's very shver to say such a thing, because even if an amasla is effective, it's not hasra suffik. It's like the famous Tosus, which we discussed in the past in Gidna Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph Divrei Maschil Vafginu. Tosus asks that a nazir who drinks wine and is tamei lemesim v'hisru bo, why does he get malchus? It's hasra suffik. What's that hasra suffik? Shema yishal al nazirusa. Maybe he's gonna be shoal. He's gonna ask. He's gonna uproot his nazirus. So the whole hasra you're giving him, you're giving this guy hasra. You're saying, don't become tamei meis, don't drink this wine. But the whole asura is asura suffik, maybe it'll be shoal on the zirusa. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Teretz is that Ramamidim al Cheskoso, that he's now a nazir. So you assume now he's a nazir, the asura is a valid asura, and therefore it's not considered asura suffik. Similarly, Tosis asks in Shabbos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Madvik Pas Betanur, how's he going to be Chayv Skila? Tesra Safek, because maybe he's going to remove it before it bakes enough to bechayv skila. So answers Tosfos that since he was madbik pas betanur, the afi is not mechuseres mice, it's going to be an automatic that it's going to bake if he doesn't remove it. And therefore, you can assume that his das wasn't to remove it before the afi, and therefore it's not considered a sarah suffix. So basically, similarly in Tosin Makas daf tesvelf on base, basically you go on what's happening now. You go on what's happening now. You don't say, oh, afterwards they're going to uproot this, the metzis is going to change. Right now, he was madbik pas betanur. Right now, he was a nazi who became tamei meis. So that's considered a valid asura. So achinami benidon didan, in our case, when it's muchzak al piyerecha chuchelev, and the person eats it, he can get malchus, and it's not going to be considered asura safek. Why? Because the aid can be chozer by the masla, because we're mamid achas kasa, because right now he hasn't been chozer. So the chavistans wanted to say an masla must not be effective, otherwise it'd be asura safek. And the response to that is, no, the hasras vaday, and if afterwards it changes. Afterwards, it could be chozer or magid. Eirachad is chozer or magid. Aidea masla, and that's beseder gamur, because why wasn't it hasras suffik? Why wasn't it hasras suffik? It was the option of being chozer bo. Why wasn't it hasras suffik? I'll tell you why it wasn't hasras suffik. It wasn't hasras suffik because b'shas maisa was a good hasra. That moment, it was Asr. At that moment, it had a Cheskas Isr. Just like the Nazir, and just like the person who's Madbik Pas Betanua, puts the bread in the oven. So it's not called Asr HaSafik. If right now that's the Metzias, now what's going to happen later? It's going to happen later. But right now, the Chazakah is like it is at the present time, when the Asr is received. So that's a perfect Asr. It's not Asr HaSafik. So that's a difficulty with the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das wanted to bring a raya from the Ramah in the Chuvis and Simon Beis to prove that an amasla is not effective b'huchskanida, because otherwise there'd be no punishment. If an amasla was effective, there'd be no punishment, because look, by neither she gets him this malchus. So how does Anita get malchus? The answer is an amasla must not be effective, because if it were effective, there'd be no malchus. So the Chavis Das wanted to say that hu adin by eid echad. If an amasla was effective, there'd be no malchus. For the fact that there's malchus based on the edus of eid echad, like the Rambam says, it must be that he can't change his story afterwards. However, we could be mechalek between huchzaka and eid echad. Between huchzaka, when she's muchzekes kenida, in the case of eid echad, what chilek can we make? Where a woman's muchzekes nida b'shcheinoy seha, in other words, she's wearing big day nidus, and everyone, all her neighbors know she's a nida. And also, we have a Gemara in Kiddushin that if two people, a child is muchzak, that he's a child of a mother, and we don't know that she's the mother, but we just see her coming to town, and she has a child with her, and then the child gets older, and she raises the child, and then he has beer with her. So, he gets skila. And not because it's definitely her son, but because, just assume, al pi chazaka, that it's your son. So that's the case. That's huchzaka nida b'shcheinoy seha. She's wearing big day nidus. And the case in Kiddushin daf pei, that you make assumptions about if two people are raising children, then assume that they're really their children. They're their biological children. So in those cases, in the Nida case, she's not saying explicitly she's a Nida. And in the case of the woman with the child, she's not saying explicitly it's her child. Just through the meisim of the woman, i.e., the wearing of a big day nidus, there's a simon that she's a Nida. V'chein betinok murkavak sefer, there's a simon, it's her son. That's a sign that it's her son. So now, if we say an amasla is effective, v'hainu, Shimi Taimra Masla Shalavsha Big Day Nida Vav Shaina Nida Bemes on a Kabbalah Maslazu, whom Shimda Maslazu ni tennis lay omer miskabala lev shiemis. If we say that a masla is effective in these cases, in other words, she says, you know, I was wearing Big Day Nida, I wasn't really a Nida, I was wearing Big Day Nida because those are only clothing I had, whatever, she gives some excuse. So if we accept that excuse, because it rings true, so it emerges that the wearing of Big Day Nidus is not at all a simon that she's a Nida. Because maybe she was wearing it for a different reason. It makes sense. She said she didn't have any clean clothing. She's a poor woman. She doesn't have much clothing. Not like the average woman who has, in our door, has a lot of clothing. But in the olden days, she said she pushed her regular clothing, she weren't available, so she's wearing her Big Day Nidus. So if she can give a good excuse as to why she was wearing her Big Day Nidus, then Big Day Nidus ceased to be a simon that she's a Nida. And that would mean that even before she said her excuse, we can't discuss whether she's a Nida because she's wearing Big Day Nidus, because maybe there's a Siba, Hamiskabeles, that because of this Siba, because of this reason, she's wearing these clothing, even though she's b'chalam not a Nida. And also in the case of the Tinok Murkav HaKseifa, she has the kid on her shoulders, she comes to Yerushalayim, the Gemara says, again, Kiddushin Daf Pei. So she raises the kid, and then he has Bia with her. So if we say that she's Ne'emenes HaIdei HaMasla, that even though she's carrying this kid, and she's taking care of this kid, like her own son, and nevertheless, if there's a good HaMasla that we would believe her, she has a good excuse to approve that it's not really her son, she has a good, believable, credible story to tell. So then it would emerge that these maisim are not a simon. The moment you say there's an amasla, it means that these maisim are not a simon that it's her son. Because maybe there's a reason that she said it. Maybe there's a reason to believe her, and that it's not her son, that she's not really a nida, so there's no simon at all. So the Rama writes that it must be that the Amasla doesn't work against the Chazaka. Because if an Amasla would help against Chazaka, then the din would be that it's not a Chazaka. Because the whole union of Chazaka is just a simon that she's a Nida and that it's her son. And if an Amasla is effective, then there's no Ois simon. There's not a good simon anymore. And the Chazaka never starts. And therefore you can't rely on the assumption in the first place. The moment you can make an assumption, it must be there's no Amasla. So that's what the Rama says. That an amasla doesn't help a chuska nida, because she gets malchus for that. Because if an amasla would be effective, she wouldn't get malchus to start with, because there wouldn't be a good simon for her. Because maybe there's a credible story. We would know there's a credible story that she could use that would make it that it's not the simon. So in chatchila, it's not going to be a simon. Mashein kain. Masha'en kain, kishayed achar oimer edus, ve'achakach chozer me'eduso, ve'sosir dvar v'arishayam aidea masla. So we have an eid achar who says edus, and afterwards he retracts from the edus. He contradicts his original words with a masla. Calls man that he hasn't given the excuse. There's no suffix in his edus. Now, when he says this chatichas chelev, his edus is borrowed that it's chelev. Remember, in those two cases, the woman never said anything. She never said that she's a Nida. She never said that this child is her son. We just assumed it. And it can only be a good assumption if an amasla is not valuable, is not credible, is not effective. But in our case of Eid Echod, now we're trying to be Mechalik. In our case of it, you can't prove from that Rama anything. Because in our case of Eid Echod, when the Eid Echod says that this is Chelev, it's clear that his Eidus is that it's Chelev. And when he retracts and says that this chaticha is not chelev, and he says an excuse why he originally said that it was chelev, so it emerges that he's contradicting what he originally says. And only now, after the amasla, his first words are contradicted. But before he said the amasla, his words were clear that it's chelev. So there we can say that really an amasla is effective. And that the person gets malchus before he gives the excuse is because we're mamed al chazaka. We have an assumption that this food is asr, this food is chelev. because assume that he's not going to contradict his earlier words. And if he does, then ein echinami. Now we adjust to the new reality, and he's neman. But beforehand, we're mamet al chazkasa, just like the svar of Tosfos in Gittin that we saw earlier, Gittin 33a, that we're mamet al chazaka. And when a person's a Nazir, it's not called a Surah Safik, because there's a Chazakah that he's a Nazir. And assume that he's going to remain a Nazir. Because the Sheila is M'chusr Maisa, so your Ma'amid HaChazakah, that he's not going to go a Maisa to change the Chazakah to Hashtam. Hashem Kain, when you do Skil and Surah Fala Chazakah, as if we say that a Masel is effective to be Sayyid to the Chazakah, so the Chazakah wasn't a good Chazakah to start with, because there the Chazakah is just a Simen. Wearing the big day nidus, the nida clothing that the women used to wear, that's a simon that she's a nida. And if we say an amasal is effective, then what sort of simon is that? That's nishkin simon. And if you say an amasal effective by chazakas, that this is my child or whatever, then it's not a good chazakah to start with. So how are you getting skila? So there we say that an amasal must not be effective, because otherwise it wouldn't be a good chazakah to start with. But by edus, when the person says that this meat is not kosher, let's say, he gives clear edus. So maybe there an amasal is effective, because there you can believe him from the get-go. You can believe from the get-go because he's giving clear edus. It's not our assumption. You're not assuming anything. He said it clearly. So once he said it, you can believe him. And maybe an amasal is effective, because then afterwards he can retract. If he could retract, if the woman could change her story by the Big Day Nidus case and by the raising the child case, then it wouldn't be a chazaka to start with. But here we're talking about clear testimony. This one aid is saying that it's not kosher meat. So since that's clear, then you can believe him. And then if afterwards he changes his story, then you can believe him again. But in the case of Eid Echad, it's not because there's a chazaka. It was never a chazakah to start with. You just believed him to say that it was what he said the first time around, that it's not kosher, and now you're believing him to say that it's kosher after he gives an excuse to say why he fibbed in the first place. So there, an amasa is effective. But in the case of chazakah, if an amasa would be effective, it wouldn't be a chazakah to start with, because it wouldn't be a valid simon. So that's definitely something to think about, a lot to think about, and we have a lot more to say, sweet friends. But it's really up to the Rabbanu Shalom to give us life. We hope he does. Rav Racham of Chasadav, that we continue learning together. And when I say we have more to say, obviously in Kol Torah Kula, but not me, the Torah, the Sfarim, but in this particular Siman. Kuf Pei Hei, there's just a wealth of material. So I give you a bracha and me a bracha that we should be zoch to continue. Lomo du lama dishma lasa kaims kol de besam tera sovi hava. Amen, amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.